A rag is not merely a mechanical arrangement of swars in ascending and descending order. Such a rendering might be beautiful, but it would also be lifeless. It is in the way in which it is sung, in the nuanced movement across the rag's terrain, that the music comes alive. A rag is recognized by the way it moves across the scale or by its chalan. A rag is also recognized by the way in which the swars are sounded. Two rags may share characteristics and yet sound different because of the different phrases that they employ. These phrases derive from the characteristics typical of the thaat or ang, the family of rags to which they belong. Two such rags are Shuddh Sarang and Shyam Kalyan. Listen first to the swar structure and movement or chalan of Shuddh Sarang, which belongs to the Sarang group of rags. Listen carefully, and you will notice its somewhat oblique movement across the scale. You will also notice the play on both Shuddh and Tivra Madhyam, and the use of Dhaivat, which is absent in the Aroh or ascending scale, but present in the descending or Avroh.
Ni sa re ma ba ni sa sa ni da pa ma pa re ma re sa sa re ma pa ma pa ni sa ni dha pa ma pa da pa ma pa re ma re re dha pa ma pa re ma ni re sa.
Listen now to excerpts of a rendering of this rag by Amjad Ali Khan. Thank you. Rag Shyam Kalyan has many similarities with Shuddh Sarang. Both rags use Shuddh and Tivra Madhyam. Both omit Dhaivat in the Aroh but include it in the Avroh. However, Shyam Kalyan's Avroh includes Gandhar, which is completely absent of Varjit in Shuddh Sarang. Shyam Kalyan's use of Gandhar, as in the Ga Ma Re phrase, is typical of the Kalyan thought of rags. Listen to the structure and movement of Shyam Kalyan.
Ni sa re ma pa ni sa sa
And now listen to this rag as played on the Surbahar by Imrat Khan. Thank you. Each rag has a specific chalan or gait. Even though two rags may employ the same swars, they move differently. Thus, two rags having the same swar structure often sound and feel very different. This difference is created by the way they negotiate their way across the scale and in the value and meaning they invest in each swar. Let us consider here two rags, Madhmad Sarang and Megh. We shall see that though both rags use the same swars, they sound quite different. Listen to Madhmad Sarang. Madhmad Sarang is another rag of the Sarang group. As is apparent from the rendering you will hear, there is a tendency to move obliquely or in a vakra fashion, as in the re, pa, ma phrase.
Ni sa re pa ma re re ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma re ni sa ni sa re pa ma re ma pa ni pa ma pa ma re sa re sa ni sa re pa ma re ni sa.
Listen now to Madhmad Sarang as sung by Pandit Jasraj.
Rasikani Radha Palna Jhule Rasikani Radha Palna Jhule Rasikani Rasikani Radha Palna Jhule Rasikani Radha Palna Jhule Rasikani Radha Palna Jhule Rasikani Radha Palna
And listen now to the structure of rag Megh.
Ni sa re 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 ma pa ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma re 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 sa ni sa re ma re pa ma ni ni ba ma pa ni re ni re sa
You will have noticed in this rag the emphasis on Rishab and the predominant use of smooth gliding movements or meends from one swar to another. The use of meend is typical of Megh and of other rags of the Malhar group. And now, listen to this rag in performance, as rendered by Shiv Kumar Sharma on the santoor. Consider now the question of Vadi and Samvadi swars. The Vadi swar is the central swar of a rag, the Samvadi its counterpoint. Bhupali and Deshkar are two rags which share exactly the same melodic scale, but they present themselves differently because of the differences of Vadi and Samvadi swars. Listen first to Bhupali's structure. Bhupali of Kalyan Thaat is suffused with a meditative quality, an evening's introspection. Its focus is on the lower half of the saptak, with its vadi or gandhar balanced at the other end of the saptak by the samvadi on dhaivat.
Sa re ga pa dha
And now, listen to this rag as played on the flute by Hari Prasad Chaurasia.
Ooh.
Deshkar uses exactly the same swars as Bhupali, but here the swars rush upwards as if to greet the sun. The rag places its vadi or focus on a joyous dhaivat. Gandhar gently echoes the swar as the samvadi of the rag. Such a tiny shift of emphasis, and yet such a world of difference. Listen now to the swar structure and chalan of Deshkar.
Re ga pa dha pa da pa ga pa dha sa re sa dha sa re ga re sa dha dha pa ga pa dha dha sa re sa dha pa.
And listen to this rag as performed on the sitar by Shahid Parvez. Then there is the question of how the movement from one swar to the other is negotiated. Are the shrutis or intermediary swaras lightly but definitely touched? Are they stroked gently by the gliding arc of a meend? In Rag Bhupali that we heard earlier, the descending movement from Pancham to Gandhar is clear. There is absolutely no trace of Madhyam here. Similarly, in the descending movement from Sharj to Dhaivat, Nishad is completely absent.
Sa re ga pa dha sa sa dha pa ga re.
Not so in Rag Shuddh Kalyan, where these two movements are negotiated in a gliding manner or sometimes touched very, very lightly.
Sa re ga pa dha sa sa ni da pa.
Let us listen to Rag Shuddh Kalyan, sung by Bhimsen Joshi.
Om Dairi Vah.
There are many ways of negotiating the movement from one swar to another, and each of these is identified. Earlier you had heard the Andolit swar in Rag Darbari Kanra. Here now are some other ornamentations of swars. In Meend, the voice glides smoothly from one swar to another.
Ni re ga ma 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 ga ga ma da da ma ma re ga re ga.
Longer means are known as sut.
Ni re ga ma da ma da ni re ga ma da ma da ni da ma ma ga re ga re za.
In Gamak, swars are linked together in a swift movement which nevertheless is meend-like in its fluidity.
Ni re ga ma ga ma da ni da ma da ni da ma da da ma da da ma ma ga re ga ma ga re da ni re ga ma 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 re za.
These are only a few of the ornamentations used by musicians. In this rendering of Rag Lalit by Zahiruddin and Wasifuddin Dagar, you will see how these embellishments are actually woven into the total musical statement.
Na 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 na